Hello.
Hello.
What's up? Chris Tucker, it's me to say what?
How you doing? Say what?
I can't complain. You know, just living life like it's golden.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, I'm out here enjoying the Philadelphia weather and can't wait for my show tonight at the Met Theater. It's going to be on.
So what are you doing out here? Because, you know, it's a little dangerous in these Philly streets, Chris Tucker.
I know. I'm out here. Give me a Philly cheesesteak right now. I just got to hide a little bit. I'm about to give me one for old brother.
So we have Chris Tucker on the line today. He is at the Met tonight. Internationally recognized, award-winning actor, producer, comedian, a.k.a. Smoke. Okay. I'm reading off of your bio here, Chris.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm on my Chris Tucker The Legend tour on a 30-city tour. Now it's 32. We added on another show in New York and Houston. I'm just having a ball. It's a lot of fun and can't wait to see my fans tonight here in Philly.
Yeah. How do you prepare for a show? Like, what do you do? Do you have a ritual?
You know what? It's every day. You know, sometimes like today, I got up. I went down to see the Liberty Bell. Mm-hmm. I went to a TV station. I went down and I go to some tourist stuff. I just go around the city, get the energy of the city, and I bring it all to the stage tonight with all what I already have prepared, and it's just be great.
So it's funny, what energy are you picking up from Philly? Because right now our Eagles just lost, we were undefeated and we just lost. Our Phils are killing it in baseball. Will Smith, who's from Philly, he's blowing up the internet with Jada Pinkett Smith. Is all that translating in the air as you're walking around? Like, what are you feeling?
It is. I see a lot of short people. Like, it's a lot of little Kevin Harts that's walking around Philly. I said, why ain't everybody short here? I don't know. And then, you know, I've been thinking about Will and Jada, worrying about them. And I just love it. I love it all. In Philly, I went to a cheesesteak, and I went to start a Liberty Bell. I love this city. This is the original capital of the United States of America city, the city of love. It's going to be, I'm bringing it all to the stage tonight and tell you what I think about what's all going on right here.
So do you address stuff like that in the comedy, like, especially your comedy peers?
Oh, yeah, I talk about everything.
Okay.
My comedy is in the moment. I'm in the moment, and then I have stuff, this real stuff all around that. So, yeah, I do talk about everything. So I hope Will don't come to the show tonight.
Well, you know Will. He going to shut off his notifications. He be unbothered.
Yeah, Will on another level. He said, y'all be worried about that, but I'm in Africa somewhere.
Right. I wanted to talk about something really quickly because I know you don't have a lot of time, but, you know, we all love you in Friday. I'm sure you hear that all the time. I'm sure people yell out Smokey to
you
all the time. I know Ice Cube recently said that you actually turned down being a part of the sequel for religious reasons. So I wanted to kind of unpack that because I was wondering, I think that's really admirable of you. And I was wondering, like, how many events or opportunities have you turned down because they just haven't aligned with where you are in life?
Oh, it's a lot. I can't even count them because if it's not something that I believe in or something I know that I could do my best and I feel good about it, I'm just not gonna do it. And I never was like that. I always wanted to do stuff that I felt like I could have fun doing. So a lot of stuff. So me deciding to do a movie is if it's I'm gonna have fun, if it's something that I feel my audience gonna love and like, and it's something like challenging, and then also if it's going to the next level, something going to the next level. So I, at that point in my life, I wanted to keep going to the next level. It wasn't necessarily, most time producers or a studio want to make another, if the movie's a hit, they want to do another one to make money because that's why we're in the business also. But that was part of the reason. I didn't want everybody smoking weed and all that stuff. And I didn't want to be known as the weed guy all my life. I knew I could do more.
Yeah.
So I did Money Talks, and then that took me to the Rush Hour. So I wasn't back then. I wasn't thinking about sequels. I said, do a good job and then move. You know, I thought you'd do a good job and move to the next project. So that's what I was doing.
Yeah. I wanted to point that out because one thing in your bio that I don't normally see in comedian bios is your philanthropy and how important it is for you to, you know, focus on the youth and develop them. And I don't see that every day in comedian bios. So I thought that was really commendable. And then when he said you turned down $12 million, I said, oh, this man. This man is a man of conviction.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know, it might have been more than that. It might have been 400 million, but who knows? Who knows? No, my mom told me, I owe that to my mom. She told me to start a foundation, I don't know, 10-something years ago. I was traveling all over the world with Bill Clinton and Colin Powell and Bono doing stuff, helping people around the world. And my mom said, why don't you start a foundation and do something here in the United States, too? And that's what I did. And the best thing I ever did, man, giving is the best thing you can ever do. I get so much joy out of it. We do a golf tournament every year. Mm. We do homeless ministry, scholarships, and whoever's in need, we try to help them out.
I love that. I saw you singing on the gram. Let me find out you're going to be dropping music. Dion Cole dropped the
song.
That's
right.
Tiffany Haddish dropped the song. Are you dropping a song, Chris Tucker?
I always wanted to do an album. If you come to my show, you'll see that I sing a lot of my show, or a little bit in my show, and people really enjoy it. So hopefully I get that done soon, because I always wanted to do an album, for sure.
Love that. Imagine that, a comedian album. Everybody, you know, Kevin, Tiffany, Dion, you, y'all just putting out a music album.
We got to do it. I'm going to do my version. I want to know if you plan me. I want to know. I'm going to change the lyrics now. Right. I'm going to do something serious, too, now. I'm going to put a little comedy maybe in one of them. But
that was the Diddy song, right? I don't want to know. Okay.
Yeah, I want to know, and you can hit the door. If you plan me, you can go ahead and go.
Chris Tucker, can't wait to see you tonight at the Met. Pull up, Philly. Jersey, Delaware. It is happening tonight. Get your tickets. Thank you so much.
It's on.
It's 100.3 Philly's R&B. Mean to say what?